things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 9 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And unfortunately...
We did it!
We did it.
No, wait. No, never mind.
Okay.
I forgot.
Let's try it then.
I forgot.
Week 9 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. Unfortunately,
we lost.
Packers lose to the Chiefs.
I got confused. I thought you hold the Chiefs to 13 points. You must have won. So,
what I mean, you or you?
I got confused. Okay. I just, you know. So, yeah, we lose 7-13 in an ugly game. Ugly for the offense.
Yeah, exactly. In what was a crazy week of a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. It didn't help, obviously.
How much do you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers in relation to this game?
Or how about Lazard?
Or Lazard. But I'm saying, like, do we address that or do you just want to talk about the game?
I think we need to address it a little bit. I don't think we have to go on. Anybody that's really interested in it would have seen it already, but I think we need to touch base on it.
Mm-hmm. So Rodgers did a homeopathic immune therapy instead of vaccination, submitted it to the league in the offseason to claim vaccinated status and was rejected. So it's not something the team or the league were unaware of, but he very much kind of, you know, half lied, used a turn of phrase to the media and the fans to make it sound like he was vaccinated.
So I think he's got a real future in politics.
Popped before this game. The fact that he couldn't even test negative and play just confirmed to everyone that he was unvaccinated. But I saw like stuff that he was like upset that it was getting leaked. He was unvaccinated. I'm like, it didn't get leaked.
No, it didn't. I think we need to stop the video on this and just go with the audio because you're breaking up a little bit on your end. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron proving that Aaron does not like any type of scrutiny at all, and the fact that. I mean, it doesn't take much to figure out that if you're vaccinated and you can get two negative tests in a row, you're ready to play. If you're told that the person's going to have to wait at least 10 days and get two negative tests, that tells you they're not vaccinated. So can we just please get a quarterback that doesn't have drama? I mean, I love the fact we got Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but my gosh, come on. And don't get your medical advice from Joe Rogan.
If you're going to have a superstar, you're going to have drama. There's only one superstar with no drama, and that was Joe Thomas. So,
yeah, that's a good point. I'll take
it was
that.
The only one I could think of. That also a weird superstar to pick an offensive lineman, but.
Offensive lineman who played for Wisconsin and had a Hall of Fame career in Cleveland and now is the NFL. He's the players representative, right? For the.
Yeah. Do you know how hard it is to have a Hall of Fame career when you've spent your whole career in Cleveland? You are a superstar.
especially when you were in the early years. You know, they're coming around the past 5 years, I'd say. Yeah, they're coming around. But anyway, that's the gist of it.
Yeah. So here's my take on the Rodgers thing.
Okay.
Unlike, I mean, Amina's a little more rigid on this than I am in her thinking.
Amina meaning Sean's wife.
Yes. And, but I understand that people are coming from all sides with the COVID vaccination stuff as far as themselves being vaccinated. I personally, I'm pro-vaccine, think everyone should get vaccinated, but there's a lot of scary stuff out there and it's hard to know what's real. So I don't blame anyone for being in a different camp than me, unless they're like actively, you know, trying to cause harm. So I'm not like upset for the way he sees things. Half the country is kind of in that camp. I think the way he handled it publicly was not well done.
Well, for a guy that likes to tout how cerebral he is and loving Jeopardy and knowing all the answers, I think I think it's BS. I think that he made it. If he's got a reason why he can't do it, fine. But he didn't say that to the NFL or the Packers. And he went about it like he was vaccinated. That's my big issue. Is it? I feel he lied, and I feel like he just decided that he was going to act like he was vaccinated, even when the NFL said, no, that's not vaccinated. So
it's also weird because he could have just said, I don't trust the vaccine. I'm scared to get it. I'm going to try to do this and make it work for myself. And I feel like a ton of people would have been like, you know, he's always been kind of a hippie. I guess we get it. But just the way he went about it, like he had all the goodwill in the world when it comes to Packer fandom and most of NFL fandom. And what a way to blow it up.
Yeah. I mean, in the way he handled it afterwards, like he was so upset that people were, what is it? The awoken crowd is what he said.
The woke mob.
The woke mob. And it's just like, really? So you're going to be upset at people for saying, Aaron, you knew you weren't vaccinated and you didn't wear masks. You went out with your friends and the teammates. You went to a Halloween party. And it's very clear what the rules are, mm-hmm. and that you don't get to do that. But he did. But
I mean, that's the thing. COVID vaccinations, everything's unclear. But when it comes to this, the rules were very clear.
Like, yes,
there wasn't any muddying of the waters that he can claim. Well, I mean, even with the mask thing. So like the big thing, he said he followed all the rules except not wearing a mask at the press conferences, because that would have been in an official NFL building where he would have had to have a mask if he wasn't vaccinated. And did you watch the Pat McAfee interview?
I didn't. I started reading it, and I know that they're not going to really push him hard because he's their goose that lays the gold egg for
that. I mean, I didn't watch it to see him pushed hard. I just was watching what he was saying. And he basically said it was weird. So he was saying the only reason they want him to wear a mask at the press conference is to shame him for not being vaccinated the way they want him to be, because everyone in that room is required to be vaccinated. And if he just tested negative that morning, then what's it matter if he's up there with no mask, because there's no way he can transmit it. And it's like, he said, he's like saying this alongside all this, you know, pseudoscience research that he's quoting, where it's like, okay, like you can't talk about, I put all this work into 500 pages of research that I submitted to the league, but then fundamentally misunderstand the reason for masking in a press conference, even if other people are vaccinated.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I say we move on.
Yeah, I do too. So the Chiefs win 13-7, ending our 7-game win streak. Like we said, it was a crazy week, but
we would have won with Rodgers, though. You have to admit that Rodgers is in this game. This is probably a double-digit win.
I would agree. Bears lost, Vikings lost, Lions were on bye, so we're still sitting okay, the NFC North, but would have been Bears nice and to Vikings pick up both. This win for the whole season. So, but anyway.
Bears and Vikings both had weird losses, didn't they? I didn't see them. Yeah, I heard Vikings, they both came down to weird endings.
Yeah, the Vikings one was at the last minute. I don't remember exactly. I think Kirk Cousins couldn't get it to work in the very end, which is usual when the pressure's on it. And the Bears had some really bad calls against them. Honestly, it's hard to say that as a Packers fan, but I like today, you know, you shared that video of the ref that literally was reaching back for his flag. And as the player walked by, he stuck his rear end out and hit the player and then threw a flag because the player hit the ref. And today, and he's also the same ref that called a taunting play that was really kind of controversial, but a lot of them are this year. I feel like he was mad at the player for doing it or something. I don't, just to show him who's boss, but the NFL came out today and said, no, he was right for calling that play, but they didn't say anything about the him bumping into the player and calling the penalty.
But I don't remember the names, but did you see there was like a couple other players that came out and said like, yeah, he's done this kind of thing to me before too. Like this.
No, I didn't
ref
see that.
Specifically players are like, no, he does this. He like power trips and holds a grudge, and then we'll find a way to flag you. So,
wow.
Oh man.
Okay.
At least we didn't see any of that kind of craziness in this game.
Right. Right. It wasn't a fun game. It was just kind of flat, and our offensive line didn't play well. I didn't think that LaFleur called a very good game. He didn't change when he saw that they were going to throw everybody in the kitchen sink and rush him every time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we couldn't figure something out.
I know.
Like, why couldn't we? I mean, we were running the ball pretty well with AJ Dillon, you know, pounding it for a while. You know, they tried some screens really quick and those were getting blown up, you know, just quick short passes. They're getting blown up. We couldn't block anything at the line.
No.
Elton Jenkins had a decent game at left tackle. But other than that, like, I don't know. It was horrible.
It was bad. I feel
every
bad
play.
For Love going there in that situation. He only had like, what, one day to actually practice?
He had one day to practice. He had pressure in his face all game, was put in the hurry up, which he hadn't practiced. And man, was Aikman mean to him. I feel bad for any of like Jordan Love's family that's like rooting for him and just listening to Troy Aikman be like, well, this kid just is not an NFL quarterback. It's clear to see. It's like, oh my God. Like, how? Yeah, and then. The other announcer said something about like, wasn't your first game, and like tried to say something about his stat, and Eggman just like deflected right away and bashed on Jordan Love again. I'm like, it's a pretty big, you know, spot to get placed in, Aaron Rodgers being the center of the country's attention all of a sudden, not just the NFL, but the COVID attention, and you're the guy that has to step in for your first ever start. Like, come on. Right. That's a lot.
I agree,
to ask.
But you know, it's hard for those former Dallas quarterbacks to speak kindly of the Packers or any, especially the quarterbacks. So.
I mean, Aikman's gotten worse over the years, but even Tony Romo seems to have a hard time. He's not bashing on him, but he has a hard time having the compliments come out of his mouth.
Or admit that he was a Packer fan at one point.
Yeah, wasn't that weird when they put the picture up and he kept trying to change the subject?
All right, we don't really have much to talk about on the offense, right?
I was going to say our running backs look decent. Jones got stuffed at the line a couple times. Other than that, let's talk defense. Defense looked great.
Joe Barry and the defense continued to look amazing.
Like, first year, this is Dom Capers. I think he had a very leaky defense his first year, where it was bend, don't break. We had a decent number of turnovers, but we were very forgiving because it was his first year. We came into this thinking it would be very similar, like a lot of growing pains, at least for the first half of the season. But have they caught on? And a lot of it, it just, it's fundamentals. Like, that's all it is. They are just, you know, they're staying on their guy, not getting beat over the top. Like, keep yourself between the player and, like, keep the player between you and the quarterback, basically, when you're in the secondary. And then everyone is swarming to the ball. Everyone's wrapping up the tackle. It just, it's all the little things making a huge difference right off the bat.
I agree. I agree. The,
and they've put talent in.
The defense held Mahomes to 4.49 yards per completion. That's the lowest of his career.
Yeah, and his one touchdown was, you know, it was a very Patrick, it was probably the only Patrick Mahomes play of the game that looked like, you know, classic Patrick Mahomes, but it very much could have been an ugly game all around, because outside of that, he did not look good.
No, I mean, the Chiefs only had 237 yards, one touchdown, two field goals. One of those field goals came when Malik Taylor, was it Malik?
Malik
Taylor touched the punt, and the Chiefs were able to recover on the Packers 9-yard line. So that one kind of.
And that's with Eric Stokes getting hurt in the pregame warmup. We lost him in pregame warmup and had freaking Kevin King in there. And he looked good.
Kevin's been playing pretty good the last couple of games.
I know. Don't trust
him. Don't
trust
get your hopes up, because he's only an injury away from being gone for the season.
Yep. We need him as our fifth stringer at best. I want him relieving guys for a couple of plays while they go get oxygen. And then, you know, he's back on the bench where he belongs.
Sean's more upset.
Did we ever give him a game ball?
Kevin King makes Sean more upset than what happened with Aaron Rodgers and Lizard with the COVID stuff. So it's this thing. He's out there playing, brother.
No, it does. He's not making me upset. It just makes me upset when he's on the field. Okay. I have nothing against the guy personally.
Hey, did you realize that the Packers defense has only allowed 16.1 games or points per game to opposing offenses in the last six games? Jeez. And that's with multiple players missing?
I did not realize that.
16.1 points in the NFL.
Yeah, not just multiple players missing. You're, you know, all-star players missing, your pass rusher, your cornerback in Jair, and our defensive coordinator was missing for a game.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
So there's also that.
But that's good to hear. I mean, you know, you get Rodgers back, hopefully, for Seattle. He should be able to if he gets a negative test. I'm not worried about him not being able to practice until Saturday. He's definitely got enough experience underneath his belt. It'd just be like if he was injured and he was able to make it to the game. He's still in the meetings virtually and all that stuff. But this defense is really, and I like the, I mean, they hit hard, they tackle. It's just, it's exciting. We haven't seen this from our defense in a very, very long time.
No, we really haven't. Even I was going to say like 2010, the Super Bowl year, or 2011, the year after, where we went 15-1, we were not a middle of the field defense. We get backed into a corner and we hold you to a field goal or get a turnover and we outscore you. Between the red zones, this defense is playing amazing. We haven't been the best in the red zone. We've been improving on that, but between the 20s, I you know, you can't really complain with what they're working with and who they've been up against.
Well, we talked about last week with and the podcast that you know, this actually, if we get some people healthy, this could be pretty darn good team going into the playoffs coming up here.
No kidding.
And I mean, you look at how we've been able to make it work with the injuries, and now we put it together. The only other thing we got to really work on I believe the offensive line will come around. Bakhtiari just got off the PUP list. They had to activate him today or he was lost for the season. But
he was practicing today, though.
So it's
he wasn't just activated.
I think he'll probably play some on Sunday against the Seahawks. But the place I think we need to really focus on, and gosh, it's been another thorn in our side, is the special teams.
Well, that's why I was going, after we talked about the defense, unfortunately, talk about the special teams. That's why we lost this game. Like, I know Jordan Love had a rough game. We didn't adapt on offense, but we would have won still probably if it wasn't for special teams, because we missed two field goals. One of them blocked, but so, I mean, Crosby missed one. It happens. He's been off this year, but the block, we can't keep having these blocks, these low mm-hmm. kicks, letting these guys through. But then their touchdown in a, what is it here? In a 7-13 game, their lone touchdown comes when we punt or we get punted to muff it. And then they end up scoring on that.
Yep.
So really this was a 7-6 game. And if we had made our field goals, it was a 13-6 win with Jordan Love at quarterback.
It's just bad. I mean, they've got that, the line, they've had injuries on the line on special teams too, the field goal kicking unit, but oh man, it's bad. It's bad. And the other team's smelling blood.
But put Cobb back there. So you have Amari Rodgers there and fans and media have been talking like Amari Rodgers has all this talent that you've talked about, you know, why isn't he more a part of the offense? And every time Matt LaFleur is like, oh, you know, he's a star in practice, but when he gets in the big moment, he still kind of, he chokes a lot and he's not ready for that. Maybe that means he's not ready for special teams either, because special teams is the big moment. It's not just this throwaway play. Obviously your whole game turns on that. So if he chokes in the big moment and that's why he's not playing, that's not one of the moments he should be in. Randall Cobb has a whole career fielding punts. Just let him go call fair catch if you're worried about Randall Cobb getting hurt.
So last season, Mason Crosby was
perfect. I'm still feeling good about this team, just so you
know. Yeah, you are. Mason Crosby was perfect. 100% of his field goal attempts. This year, he's been not so good. He ranks 31st in the NFL, mm-hmm. only hitting 68.4 of his attempts so far this season. Just, hey, we got a punter though so far.
Boho blast. Best part of the game is the Boho blast.
So
we watched this game together, by the way, for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. By the way, we're recording Wednesday evening and we'll get the podcast up as quickly as possible, but we haven't said it for a while, but thank you so much for checking in, listening in, wherever you get your podcast.
And yeah, we have been having a lot more listeners coming in this year. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we just kind of take a little different angle on it. We know that there's folks out there that can sit there and spout off the statistics. And we just try to do a little more of like if you sat next to your dad watching the game and your mom and your sister, whomever, and just kind of chat about how it came about. So, I think we talked about the offensive line was offensive. The Chiefs generated 20.
You had that written down, didn't you?
Hmm?
You had that written down in advance?
Yes.
you were ready to use that line?
Yep. The Chiefs generated 28 total pressures. Wow. And I just don't
poor Jordan
understand why we didn't try something different. It's just being scared. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know it. There's still a lot to be. Let's focus on the good. Okay. This was a weird game. It was a weird week before the game with all the news. It's going to be weird even with Rodgers back now with all just the weirdness.
You know, I think you say weird.
I say weird.
Weird. Weird.
I think it's weird how weird you say weird. Do you think it will be weird seeing Aaron Rodgers back under court, back under center now after just kind of your, I'm assuming your perception has changed of him a little?
You know, I've learned with Brett Favre not to look at our quarterbacks as
never meet your heroes.
A quarterback. It's just it. And so I'm not going to look at them as heroes or people we should look up to, just like anybody in the entertainment business. So no, that's where he should be. He should be back there playing and we win the game. As the Seahawks are coming to Lambeau Field 3:25 Central Time. So the home, by the way, did you know the home team and this series has won every game going back to 2010, including the playoffs?
I did not know that. Going back to what year?
2010.
I did not know that.
Not that we play every year, but.
But we've been playing a long time. One of the first ever Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Or not one of, I don't know why I said one of, the first ever Super Bowl.
I was going to let it go.
And... You remember one of those first ones? It was also one of those. Yeah, so how I feel about this team moving forward is that we have a lot of guys coming healthy. I think a lot of people are going to forgive Rodgers after he beats the Seahawks.
Yeah, especially if he beats them.
Yeah. If they come in and Russell Wilson's playing and Rodgers wins, all the fans are all of a sudden on Reddit that have been all upset this week are going to be like, you know, I guess we all have our opinions, right? You know, it is a pretty big spotlight to have on you. I could see why he was kind of shy. Maybe he didn't mean to lie, but it's just how it goes. People like to win.
Well, of course. And Russell Wilson's coming back. He had a pretty gruesome hand injury. This is his first game back. So,
yeah. Yeah, he did. It's a good word. Gruesome. That's one of those where you prefer to not see the replay injuries.
Yeah.
So like, some good news here.
Big Bob getting nailed in the knee like that. Boy, that was tough to see that.
I was thinking of the kick returner.
Yeah, that was bad too. Same game.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to be more positive and it keeps falling. What is going on?
Hey, I got something positive for you.
I have something positive for you.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
You'll probably forget, so you go first.
Thank you. It's written down. Kenny Clark hurt his back in the game, but it looks like it's not nearly as bad that it
could really?
So he he was limited in practice today, so that's good news.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You want some more good news?
I would love it.
So we talked about how not just activated, Bakhtiari did actively practice. We also had Stokes stretching with his helmet, but did not practice. I don't know why they included with his helmet. Maybe that's better than stretching and not putting your helmet on.
Right.
Kiki is practicing, so that's good because he has been a monster this game. He all over the field. Him and Campbell just blowing up plays. Jair Alexander present for the first time since his week 4 shoulder injury, seen on the sideline talking to Za'Darius Smith, who is also present at practice.
It's crazy. That's good to hear. That is good to hear. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
No, wait, before we do that.
I feel like I sound so much better with this new microphone. Hello, everybody.
Let me hear me. That's a big thing in radio broadcasting. You know, you turn up the volume on your headphones. So you go, oh, yeah, baby. It's sunny and shimmity, shimmity.
Let me take a step into your earballs.
Now, let's talk about Sean's little business that he's got going on, that he's got all these people coming back for repeat business before I ask you my question.
Okay. So we're sidetracking, which means you're going to remember your question.
I have it written down.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay.
Let me just preface this by, okay. It sounds like Sean's being mean. He is, but I do forget a lot of stuff. So that's why he's just making sure that it gets covered.
There's a history.
28 years.
First time Amina listens to the podcast is last week, and she hears me say the wrong age. She's like, she heard me call myself 27.
You're just like your mom. Age doesn't mean anything.
That's right. So I'm going to talk about Greenlight graphic design really quick. I do graphic design and marketing for two local nonprofits in Minnesota, and I do freelance on the side. And I actually like to specialize in nonprofits still, something I'm passionate about. And it's kind of interesting right now because I'm working with a nonprofit. I'm not sure if I should give the name out, so I'm not going to. But they're a tri-state one, and they have a big Minnesota event coming up, and they wanted to unveil a new logo for the event. And they are a nonprofit who does emergency animal rescues, whether it's due to natural disasters, disease outbreaks, just any like kind of even companion animals, something at home where there's an emergency injury and like someone can't afford, you know, an emergency vet. This is a nonprofit charity that they have professionals that go out and take care of these situations. And
nice.
They do a lot with like wildfire, like, you know, animal displacement, things like that. And so it's been really cool to work with, to develop their new logo. I'm doing some press packages for them, and it really hit home kind of just this week because I've had with Lady, my dog, she's had a lot of issues with her eye and had to have a surgery to have her eye removed. And so it was weird working on the like press stuff for the emergency like vet nonprofit.
Right.
And just kind of having that connection. So I even emailed them about that today, and they were like sending Lady their best wishes and things like that. But
that's cool.
Kind of a sidetrack, but that is what I do.
And what is your website again?
GreenlightGraphicDesign.com. I do all sorts of branding, logo design, and marketing, whether digital or physical. Just reach out to me and we can make it work. I'm easy and affordable. How you like me.
LightGraphicDesign.com. One other thing I mentioned, working in radio, I did that for over a couple of decades. And one of the things that I don't think I've talked about this in a long time, when you get into voiceover work from radio, and radio, you're used to broadcasting. You're talking at people. Mm-hmm. When in voice work, you do what Sean and I are doing right now. We're just talking to each other and back and forth. There's still a call for either one, and I can do them. And one thing I also want to reiterate, that even if you think that you're like, you know, I think I need something, but I'd rather have a woman or female or whatever, I can help you with that. I don't make any money off it, but I just like helping my friends get some work or at least get a chance to audition for something. So if you can check out my website, my contact information is there. It's voiceguynextdoor.com. voiceguynextdoor.com. And if you would like to advertise in our podcast, just contact Sean.
Just reach out to the show. Yeah. We have our email in the outro, or just reach out to us on Facebook. Actually, I think the email in the outro might be wrong at this point, because I think there's a typo. If I remember, we need to contact Bob about re-recording that.
Might have to do that.
But yeah, reach out to us. We'd love to have you sponsor the show. One thing I want to say about Voice Guy Next Door is that another thing I'm doing for one of the nonprofits I work with is we are advertising a new program, and the ad agency I'm working with agreed to do a free video development. So like an online ad for our program, but it didn't come with any sound. It would have been just basically pictures, text, and the video. And Mike Reagan, Voice Guy Next Door, my dad, your gracious co-host, has offered to do the voiceover, and it's very appreciated. And so I just wanted to put that out there also as an example of what you do, and just, you know, yeah, voiceguynextdoor.com.
Thank you. I think a lot of times people, it's like the last thing in the project they're putting together, and I get it. I understand. So you need somebody that actually does it for a living. So thank you.
Yeah, they acted like I was nuts when I asked if they had a voiceover person. So that'll tell you something. They're an ad agency.
That is crazy. Okay. So the question I was going to ask you, and this is something you talked about Reddit and how, you know, the ebb and flow or the emotions and stuff like that. Or right now talking on Reddit with the Packers is the Odell Beckham Jr. free agent. Says he, one of the teams he'd be interested in playing is the Packers. Do you see them picking him up? Do you think it'd be a good thing?
I knew this was going to be your question. I say do it. If we can do it, I say do it. I think a week or two ago, I would have said no. Because he's a very talented guy. I don't know what was going on with him in Cleveland with all the drama. So I would have said, like, let's not bring more drama in. But hey, Rodgers has kind of knocked that ceiling off anyway. So what's the point? Bring in all the talent we can. We're stacking the defense with all these guys. Let's bring in. I mean, he would be one of the top. Would it be the best, like, top two talents we've had at wide receiver that I can recall?
I can't. I'm trying to remember. Who did we bring in for our Super Bowl win? The Whiteout. It was mid-season.
That we brought in mid-season?
Yeah. Gosh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. But anyway,
Oh, man. I always do this. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I don't know. I'm mixed feelings on it. I think that it could be good. It could be bad. I mean, one of the reasons why apparently he's upset in Cleveland, he's not getting enough passes to him.
Yeah.
Teams don't usually not pass to a receiver who's open. So, or plays well with the other teammates. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rumors, or not rumors, but a lot of opinions in Cleveland fandom that Baker Mayfield plays way better when Odell Beckham Jr. is not on the field.
Mm.
So that's one thing. Did you see what Adams said about it when they asked him in the press conference today how he felt if they brought in Odell?
I think he said bring him in. He's caught 6 passes, so now let's let him get 12.
No. Kind of close. He said, I mean, he had one catch, like 6 yards in his last game. So I can guarantee you we can get him more than that over here. So as long as he's good with 2 catches, 12 yards, yeah, we should be straight.
There you go.
So basically Adams is like, you're not cutting into my throws, but if you want my scraps, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's possible because...
Doesn't he have to clear waivers, though? I saw some... I'm not sure
why.
He
did clear waivers.
He did clear them. Okay. I always get confused on the waivers.
But they also... I can't remember what the term is, but it's not a money issue. It's just where he wants to play.
I saw that he said he'd take the veteran minimum.
Yep.
He wants to play there. Kind of weird. Huh? You don't see that much with Green Bay. You don't see guys go, yeah, I'll go be cold.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, why not? Play outside.
Okay,
frozen
so
hands.
Do you have the game ball?
Oh, God. Let's see. It's...
You kind of hinted it a little bit.
Crosby?
Not Crosby. You can't do Crosby.
Amari Rodgers.
All right, you think about it. It's time for the game ball. What you got?
I'm going to go now because we're not doing video, so I can't see your point.
What you got, big guy?
You're going to love this. Kevin King.
Really?
cornerback number two for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, he, if you look objectively at who did best on our defense that performed well, it would be Kevin King, two defensive stops, giving up only 21 receiving yards on six targets in his coverage with one pass breakup.
Like I said, I want the time. If
I know
you don't like him, he won't be playing the whole season. He's going to get hurt.
It felt wrong because you could have given it to Savage. He had a very good game. Not as good as Kevin King. Could have given it to Adrian Amos. He had a great game at safety. But I don't know. Kevin King really shown the most, and I didn't want to give it to him.
All right, congratulations, Kevin King. If you would, please just get us your address, the time you're away from home, and the keypad entry, and we will get you your Nerf football.
And I apologize for all the bad things I've ever said about you.
Hey, before we move on to some of the other scores, do you realize who's going to be calling the game this week?
No. No, who?
Your second favorite Dallas quarterback, Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah?
Jim Nance and Tony Romo are going to be calling the game.
Jim Nance, Tony Romo. Okay. I mean, that'll be good. I like Tony Romo. I really thought he was weird. Do you remember I texted you the last game he called for the Packers? And I was like, Tony was really goofy this game. And it wasn't just that part about not wanting to admit the Packer fandom thing. It was the whole game. I'm like, is he like baked? Like, what is going on? I could not figure it out. So we'll see. I'll be interested to see what it's like this game. Because I don't know. He was. We'll see. But I'm excited for the Seahawks game because do we know with Russell Wilson? Do we know? Should I look?
For sure.
Yeah.
They're saying he's going to play.
Is he? Okay. Well,
he's been passing. And so I think the day after they took the pins out of his hand, he was passing. So,
okay.
All right. So some of the scores, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Colts over the Jets, and Indy had 532 total yards. Wowza. Falcons over the Saints. Kind of a laying an egg. I think this would be a case where the Broncos and Cowboys, and I think that the Cowboys might have been looking past the Broncos. They lost 30-16. That was a big win for the Broncos.
Big.
Patriots win another.
Wait. You're missing the biggest game of the week right now.
Well, I'm just going down the list I have from NFL.com.
I thought we were looking at the same one. Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Patriots over the Panthers. That was kind of I didn't expect them to win that. 24-6. Browns over the Bengals. Bengals have really been kind of sliding backwards. Let's see what else we got there. Giants over the Raiders, surprise. And let's see, Cardinals over the 49ers. 49ers are struggling big time. All right, so as far as the NFC Daniel. Central teams that we did our picks with.
You missed the game I wanted to talk about.
Which one?
Jaguars beat the Bills 9-6.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Bills,
you're right.
Top team in the league, get held to 6 points with Josh Allen under center. And Jaguars, Urban Meyer, Mr. Fingers, and Trevor Lawrence get their first official home win ever.
Yeah. Do you realize it's the second rookie quarterback to defeat Buffalo in the McDermott era?
No, I did not. Who's the other?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that was the right game I wanted to talk about. That was nuts. I didn't watch it. It sounded like a horrible game, but the outcome is nuts.
Okay, you want to do the picks? What we did last week?
I think we spent too much time
That's a yes.
In these episodes, okay, doing the picks, so, and we should find a new segment.
Yes, let's do that again. Let's just discuss it for next year.
We'll do your stupid picks. Okay.
All right. That means that I'm doing pretty good, kids.
So Mike comes in at +2 on the season. A stubborn +2.
You
got to
speak directly in your microphone, please.
I'm sorry. Mike comes in at a stubborn +2 over the last few weeks. We both picked the Ravens to beat the Vikings, and we're correct. We both picked the Packers to beat the Chiefs, and that did not go well. But we both also found out, what would you say, an hour after making that pick, that Rodgers tested positive.
Right, right.
So we were both like, well, okay.
That was fair, both of us.
Bears at Steelers. I took the Bears for some reason, and you took the Steelers, and the Steelers won. Mike +3.
Yeah.
Is that enough into the microphone for you?
It was Mike good. +3. You could have slowed down a little bit more, but...
I can repeat it all if you want.
Well, what do we got? Let's see if we got anybody. We don't have anybody. Well, the Bears are on
Bears bye. Are on bye. Yep. Bears played Monday night. Now they get a bye. They need a bye after that rough loss.
Yeah.
So Lions at Steelers is the first pick.
All right, you got to go with the Steelers.
Yeah. No, I can't justify any way. You're
welcome to.
I know, but that is not gonna help me in the long run. That's not the game that's gonna flip things for me if I pick the Lions. Okay. All right, so we both picked the Steelers.
The Vikings at the Chargers.
Yeah, Vikings at Chargers. I'm going Chargers on that one.
So am I. I don't know, the way the Vikings are going, you could see the Mike Zimmer era going away.
A lot of the fans that we live around in the center of Minnesota believe he should have been gone already this season.
Well, I think they need to start from the top down. And then the last
they're one, just one piece away from winning the whole thing.
That's right. It's just like the Wisconsin Badger football team. The Seahawks at the Packers. Seahawks 3-5, Packers 7-2. Most likely Aaron will be back.
Yeah, Packers.
Packers.
Another boring pick. On. You sure you don't want to take the Lions?
I think you should.
The Vikings are so strange. Every game this year has been the same. It just comes down to the very end. They can't. Mm-hmm. I think they won by multiple scores one game, but otherwise they haven't lost by like more than 5 points, I think, at any time. And it always comes down to the end. It's always these weird ones.
The Lions last year, though. The Lions last year really were bad when they got
they were losing everything at the end. Yeah, the Vikings do it in a different way than the Lions. The Vikings look competent and then fail. The Lions look like the scrappy kids that have a chance. But what was I going to say? I forgot.
That's okay. It happens when you get old.
Yeah, I'm 28 now. Did you know that?
Well, you know, it starts earlier for some folks.
It does. I feel good about this game, especially obviously if Rodgers is back. It's going to be interesting hearing just what they talk about with the Rodgers controversy. I'm assuming they're going to address it during the game.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, I know that some of the other teams in the NFL are upset that Rodgers didn't get spanked more than he did. And same thing with Lazard. And what they got fined $14,650, I think, each.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Packers got fined $300,000.
$300,000.
So we'll see.
So there goes their daily lunch stipend for the day.
There you go. Yeah. I was thinking it maybe a nice steak dinner with his offensive line.
There you go. Nice steak dinner.
All right, senor.
How you feel anything going else? Forward? We are. Oh God, it's confusing with 17 games. We are over halfway through the season now.
We are. Yes.
I feel good. What do you? Okay. Let's say, if I said you gave me $10 and I would give you $50 if the Packers won the Super Bowl, would you take that bet?
I gave you $10.
One to five.
If I win the Super Bowl, you'd give me $50. No.
No?
No.
What would it take? $100?
I haven't gambled for a long time.
No, I'm not talking real money. I'm saying your confidence. This is a measure of confidence in the team. Do you think they're a 1-5 odd?
John, if we wouldn't have had this past week, I would have said sure. But the way, who knows? I mean, Rodgers could get upset and just say, I'm done. I'm walking away.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's wild cards everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the NFL.
Who knows? Maybe the Bears are sleeping Giants, and they're just going to take over the division from us as we fall apart. Justin Fields show.
He actually looked pretty good.
I was so excited for the Jets game. I was texting you for the Mike White show. This guy that's reinvigorating the Jets franchise. And I texted you and I said, hey, they're one drive in to the Mike White show. Why aren't you watching? And you text me, you're watching something on Netflix. And I text back, that's okay. He's injured, probably out for the season. That's the life in the NFL. Because it's just crazy. There's been some crazy injuries this year. Outside of just COVID craziness.
Yeah, the COVID thing's not slowing down at all either. So,
no, it's not.
All right, my man, let's go.
I think we made the best of a bad game. Good episode out of a bad game. Let's close her out and let's come back after a win in Seattle.
All right, in Green Bay against Seattle.
Sure. Either way, I'm happy.
So thank you again for listening in. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Don't forget to join the Facebook group. We've been getting more and more people. I should say.
Again. Yeah. Join the group. Leave some reviews. That always helps as well. We always like when we see those reviews are weird. If you leave them on iTunes, we'll see it there. If you leave it somewhere else, we might not. There's no one central place for reviews, but all we know is it does help us grow the show. And so we always appreciate it. And if, as Mike said before, you do want to sponsor this show, reach out to us on Facebook. That's probably the best way to go right now. Bleeding yep. Green and Gold on Facebook. Join the group, join the discussion, and put in what you want us to talk about as well, because we're just going to ramble otherwise.
Sean will.
Yeah.
Sean will.
All right. Until next week.
Go.
Yeah. Back. There's no video now. This isn't even
we
worse.
Go opposite.
Opposite. Okay. Until next week.
Go.
Pack.
Go.
All right. Cut.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!